It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything's on fire. No, I'm just playing. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. As the man mentioned, you got John Lopez, you got Figgy Phil, you got myself, Reginald Latatula, hanging out with you on a Wednesday that was supposed to be kind of, we're supposed to have fun, jubilant. The news that we had gotten yesterday.
Looking forward to the New England game. Wednesday's always our day.
Yeah, man.
We're excited. Here we go.
And then Adam Schefter, I'm going to blame it on him. As if you have not gotten the general the general vibe of Reginald Latatula today, it is lashing out and blaming others for all sorts of things. I'm blaming Adam Schefter for alerting us to the fact that Nico Collins, the NFL's receiving leader to this point, 5 weeks through the season, will go on IR. So I didn't realize how poignant our conversation was yesterday about what this offense looks like without Nico Collins. But we're going to have to dive even further into that because he is not going to be available for you for at least 4 weeks. I see what you're doing here. He's not available for you for at least 4 weeks.
Hey, and
I
do he say, went out like a champ.
All right.
He went out like a champ.
Hey, don't start airbrushing shirts yet, okay? I need you to calm down.
They're going
to
come back with the rest in peace Nico
shirts.
Yeah,
don't
like like what they did with Tank.
By the way, Figgy, the balloon release is at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Right outside the building.
Okay.
A bunch of balloons.
I swear to God, if y'all put him on a candle, I'm fighting somebody.
Just like the first 48. You ever notice how the first 48 always ends with somebody releasing balloons?
Does it really?
It really does. Okay. That's what we're going to do at 3 o'clock.
I got a haircut appointment, so I don't know. But
he went out like a champ, though, man.
All right. He did. I mean, technically, you're right.
If it's
right.
The way you want to go out,
67-yard bomb
he went out on
is
top.
The way to... But again, I don't like the tone. I don't like the tenor of any of this. He's not dead.
Yeah.
He's definitely not dead.
He left us doing the thing he loved.
I feel like if he is dead, putting him on the IR is a wild way to go.
He left us doing the thing he loved.
All right. Okay, I feel very uncomfortable about it. Someone's going to text in like, you guys shouldn't joke about this. This is serious. And it is serious. You lose... your top wide receiver, easily he's sliding himself into wide receiver one territory. Like, I don't think anybody can deny that after having the conversations about, oh man, you go three wide, but he has clearly stood above and beyond what you had in wide receiving core. But yeah, Nico Collins out for 4 weeks. Now, what does this look like for your Texans moving forward?
Wait, I think we got some breaking news, man.
Okay.
Hey, I just seen the report that he's heading over to Germany
to look at some. To Germany. That is reckless speculation.
He's going to Germany.
That is not real. Don't nobody come for me.
Here's the old. You know how I am about what's the big takeaway? That old journalist in me. What's the banner headline? My banner headline is "You're up, Stefan." You know.
Oh,
you're up. I mean, because here's the thing. Why did you bring in Stefan Diggs?
Oh, no, this is what you brought him in for.
Why'd you bring him in?
Right? He is always available, for one. And then, two, he can do everything that you ask of him as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And in the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks really, but I mean, Nico played 9 snaps in that 5th week, so basically 4 weeks. First 4 weeks, Stephon Diggs slotted into a role, and he did that role very well.
He did it.
And then as soon in week five, as soon as Nico Collins is not available, you need me to be the number one guy? You don't need me to be the number one option? I'm here, and I'm available to do
that. Wait, he came in the camp as the number one guy.
Yes,
remember that?
Yes, he did. I was the leader of the pack.
As soon as he got traded here, I was the number one receiver.
Well, here's the thing. If Stephon, all this nonsense, and I'm calling it nonsense, about Devontae Adams.
Oh, yeah, no, that's I don't think that's available.
Off the table. Don't even think about it. Because here's how you have to look at this. If Stephon Diggs cannot step up, And Seth brought up a really good point, especially if Joe Mixon comes back. But if Stephon Diggs cannot step up and fill that role with Xavier Hutchinson, who's shown some signs, with Robert Woods, you know, crusty veteran, I hate that term, but that's what he is.
Crusty.
He's a crusty veteran.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone with the word crusty. Usually when I go veteran, I go either savvy veteran or grizzled veteran. If grizzled has a good tenor
like crusty.
To it.
I like crusty.
I bet you do.
with Tank Dell, I do. With Tank Dell, you know, maybe showing a little bit of life here and there. If Stephon Diggs cannot step up and fill that role, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, then that the acquisition of Stephon Diggs was a mistake.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if that's the if that you throw out there. If it feels very evident that he can be that, I think
he has to be.
The question that you now have is it Tank Dell season again, right? Because Tank Dell feels like
it's much, Stephon, man.
Tank has kind of had a different.
To me, it's Stephon. This is why you're here, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
And my thing about it from their perspective is I'm aligned with you is just I've already seen the proven. Yeah. I've seen that proven that he can kind of handle those. And we've seen that over many seasons in the NFL. Now, and we have seen Tank Dell play at a high level, but he's going to have to step back into a more visible, more prominent role like we saw again in this week. But I will reiterate the thing that I talked about in the segment that we had there. I think that when you talk about who needs to step up, if that's kind of the subsection of the conversation that we're having now for your Texans, it's not going to be anything that's novel. We've talked about it a lot. I think it's Bobby Slowick in the course
that
of
that too,
right? Because it feels like Nico Collins was the salve that kind of covered some of the fact that the offense has not been as efficient. Seth mentioned it, and he talked about it all morning, the idea that this offense did not score nearly as many points as they should and that they've been capable of.
Yeah.
And we highlighted that a lot of that is because first and second down, they've been wildly inefficient, and they've put a lot on C.J. Stroud in particular to make plays on third down.
There are some musts, though. Like, these things have to happen over the course of the next four games. Three of them on the road. Now, I know they're not necessarily, it's not like...
We're must-win territory?
No.
Must-win? No.
It's a must-win game.
You will not hear me say that.
It's a must-win game.
Must-win.
You will not hear me say that. But
win or go home.
I know it's not a murderer's row of four games. It ain't easy, but it's not a murderer's row and three of them on the road. These things have to happen now. Joe Mixon has to play. He has to play. If it's at all possible, if he's at all, you know, close to 100%, and boy, today's injury report is going to be huge. Joe Mixon has to play. Stephon Diggs, what we just said, he has to fill that role. The offensive line has to perform at a better level. Like, those three things, and Bobby Slowick, as you mentioned, has to be able to figure it out. So there are no more like, well, maybe CJ can... cure all ills here and be a masking agent for some of their shortcomings. No, it'd be great if he does. But there are certain things that Nico for 4 weeks out have to happen. And to me, those are them.
Somebody said from the 8-2, Mechie, you're up. Noah Brown's still in Washington. Noah Brown is still in Washington. I don't think it's Mechie, you're up. I think we saw what this team wants to do, especially when you talk about the types of wide receivers. That's one of the benefits of having the depth that you have built in the wide receiver room where we're talking about seven deep. In the course of, you know, having this conversation with the 53-man cut down, is that you have enough wide receivers where it's not just, okay, now we have this number of wide receivers we have to figure out. Everybody has their roles and their prototypes. And Xavier Hutchinson plays more like an ex-wide receiver, which is what Nico Collins is. He is the direct understudy to Nico Collins. And we saw that in the course of this Bills game when Nico leaves the game. You have Xavier Hutchinson step in, and he plays that role. I'm going to be real interested to see what Xavier Hutchinson does now having what I imagine is a full grasp of that role as opposed to like kind of a spot start, for lack of a better term. I'm interested to see what that looks like, but I don't think that he immediately, and it would be insane and asinine to try and say, well, now you are Nico Collins, go do that. In fact, we heard D'Amico Ryan say, Nico Collins is out. Like, we don't expect anybody to do that. We expect you to do the best at your job. I'm interested to see what the job is that they ask of Xavier Hutchinson and how they divvy up some of those responsibilities, because one of those responsibilities is the deep shot that you can tell C.J. Stroud itches for when he's on the field and he has those opportunities, especially with the way the defenses are playing them with the high safeties. I wonder who assumes that role, and I wonder if that gets to be where Tank Dell can reassert himself as a high-level wide receiver in this league where it feels like he hasn't been able to do as much.
It won't be Xavier Hutchinson. He's more of a yards-after-catch kind of guy, you know. But
which Nico did a huge amount of as well.
Maybe he'll fill that role, but I think Tank is on the table. I think Stephon is on the table. Here's you know, the other big takeaway, you know, that we kind of started with this. You don't have to like this, and I don't think anybody who follows this team does. But you can't.
If you do like this, text in. I want to understand you a little bit better. I'm not. I mean, just come outside. I want to talk. We're not going to fight. 713-572-4610. I just want to understand why you would like this.
But you can't panic. This is why you made all those moves. You know, you can't panic. Oh, Devontae, and I know the text board is already, Sean Pendergast was practically giddy about the possibility of, look, I'm not saying I would say no, but you can't panic. I think there are other things you can do. That's why you have the deep wide receiver room. That's why you have the depth that you have that can fill that role, those roles. Don't panic. I think this team is going to be just fine, but there are certain musts that have to happen.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's go to one of those that you mentioned, which is the offensive line. That has been topic of conversation all through the season thus far, because they have not lived up to the expectation of the investment that you've put there just mm-hmm. yet. We've seen levels of improvement, and I'm feeling myself wavering slightly, ever so slightly, on my incremental approach that I've settled in on. It feels like you need to be a lot more efficient running the football. As Seth was highlighting in that handoff, and rightfully so, right? Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk it? Seth, really great at talking about football. but yeah, man, the way that teams have played you defensively is that we are not allowing you to hurt us, or we're going to try our damnedest to not allow you to hurt us with the deep shots. Nico Collins is an exception, right? Is Stephon Diggs enough of an exception to do that at this point in the way that you were going to use him? I think that you feel strongly that he is.
He has to.
But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And if you don't have, like, the game breaker of that defensive situation, you either have to make sure that you nickel and dime, which CJ's been doing pretty good at, mm-hmm. make sure that intermediate type stuff. And then also you're going to need to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
And that has not been something that they've been able to do efficiently since week one. And what happened in week one? Joe Mixon had individual brilliance
yeah.
in that. So I think you're right that Joe Mixon has to return. But even with that, mm-hmm. can you depend on the individual brilliance getting to the level that you saw in week one? Or what is the great level of gradation here, right? Is it 100 yards by Joe Mixon just because off the strength of being Joe Mixon? Is it 50 yards off the strength of being Joe Mixon? Because that's different. Mm-hmm. Like, those are different things, and those provide different benefits to the offense. So that's another thing that I'm interested to see. Plus, Joe Mixon is also one of these guys where we thought he'd be back last week and maybe the week before, and mm-hmm. he has not been. So I don't know how immediately we can jump into that perspective of that.
Well, the other part is, you know, they made these adjustments against a really good team on Sunday on the fly.
Yes.
They Nico Collins only had 9 snaps, and they adjusted their receiver core accordingly. They didn't have Joe Mixon. And Cam Akers had a decent enough game. He needed more touches, but he had a decent enough game. And they were threatened and came back and won the game. So this is why I'm saying that's why you have the room.
Yeah.
And by the way, what did Steph do in Nico's absence on Sunday? He stepped up. What do you have, 82 yards receiving? More receiving yards than the entire receiving core of the Bills. I feel like this is awful. It's bad news. But it's something that you should be equipped to handle, especially with a week of preparation.
Yeah, and I mean, you're heading into a grip of 4 weeks. As we mentioned, Nico Collins on the IR mm-hmm. is the news of the day that we're talking about. So he will miss at least 4 games, as we're seeing with Christian Harris. Just because you're on the IR, and that doesn't mean that you will be back immediately after those 4 games. But the 4 games that we are looking at here, or 4 weeks rather, Pats, obviously this weekend in New England. You'll go to Lambeau and face off against the Packers. Then you will face off against the Colts here. And then you will go to New York to face off against the Jets.
Where's the biggest threat for you?
Within that one?
Within those 4.
Probably the Packers game.
Me too. They were saying Jets on the morning show, and I get it. It's a short week. It's Thursday night football game, and there's nothing wrong with their defense. You know, their defense is still good. Their whole debacle was Aaron Rodgers, and we all know the story, and we'll get to it today. I'm with you. I think Jordan Love, a few more games under his belt at Green Bay, a team that can, you know, is pretty well balanced. By the way, they have a really good tight end that's going to be a threat to your safeties. The one at Green Bay is going to be the one for me.
Yeah, and I think that part of that is also, right, we could talk about the dysfunction with the Jets of having an interim coach and all of those things. But the Packers game is closer to now, right? And as of now,
yeah,
it feels like you are in a more unhealthy place at this moment. And in theory, you get healthier towards that Jets game, mm-hmm, with maybe Christian Harris returning, maybe Joe Mixon fully being implemented. Yeah. Because as of right now, I still am not fully sure when he gets back into action. Hopefully sooner. Hopefully this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not certain on that. So, like, getting some of those guys back healthy, I think you have more of an opportunity for that towards the Jets game as opposed to towards the Packers game, which is a little bit sooner. But I don't think any of those pose, like, a particular, like, this is impossible,
mm-hmm,
tenor, especially with the depth that you have at wide receiver. But I think it highlights the fact that, hey, man, you can't be dependent on the easy button of CJ and Nico are going to bail us out. I think you have to become more intentional offensively because you've lost Nico Collins.
But you also have to realize how you got here. How did you get to 4-1? It was CJ making, you know, plays that win games and the defense. That still looks good and is going to get better over the course of these four games because DeNico Autry is going to be available after this week's game. So, you know, the template of how you've won these games, how you got to 4-1, Nico was a huge part of it. You know, obviously, he's the best receiver in the game, but the template is still the
Again,
same.
It feels like you're killing him off. I don't like the tenor. I understand he's going to be off not playing for 4 weeks, but can we make sure that we don't sound like we're killing him? I want to make that abundantly clear. He is alive.
Balloon release.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, those things are still here, you know, knock on wood. But the defense and CJ are still here. Make those adjustments. It's your time, Stephon Diggs. You know, you thought last week was a very important game for you. Well, these next 4 weeks are a very important game for us, or very important games for us, because Stephon has to be Stephon.
Any chance that, like Wesley says here on the YouTube, that you think this will help the offense progress because you have to make sure that you have to be more intentional in all the ways that we talked about, mm-hmm, all the way around. Any way that you feel similar in that regard?
Offensive line. Offensive line is going to be enormous to be much more consistent. You know, protect CJ Stroud a little more. Don't have him on the run and establish the run game. Hey, man, that all eyes on the practice field today.
Yeah.
If Joe Mixon can step out there, I'm going to feel a whole lot better.
I'll also be interested. Is Dalton Schultz going to get more involved
Maybe.
As well?
Yeah.
Because it feels like he's kind of been one of the guys.
Up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Nico Collins to the IR. We heard the way that D'Amico, we talked about that yesterday, the way D'Amico talked about, mm-hmm, him. It sounded very, very far away,
yeah,
from it. And ultimately, it sounds like it's even more far away. And it's definitely got to be something major because I think that Nico Collins has progressed to the level of player where, mm-hmm, if there's any chance that you get him back before that 4 week time, you keep him on the roster and you thug it out and,
yeah,
you see if you can get,
yeah,
him back, even if it's that third week or that fourth week. It must mean that
there's something
significant.
There. Seth is talking about maybe they're taking the cautionary path here. I don't know. I think they know what's going on and they have to do this. By the way, did you hear Sean's reaction to the news? That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, he was not. He was not.
Sounded like
happy.
He hurt his hand.
Nico Collins out for at least 4 weeks as he goes to the IR with that hamstring injury that happened on the 67-yard touchdown in the course of that Bills game. But look, that is what we are going to be watching going forward. Hey, it's balls in your court. Bobby Slowick, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, and the entirety of the Texans offense. We'll see how they continue to handle that. You're listening to In Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're just getting going on a Wednesday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What's the worst situation you've ever just been kind of thrown into? Drake May seeming like he's going to be in one of those situations this week. Can you relate or did you ever relate? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.